I'm telling you,
Oh, wait, hold on. Now, before I forget, now that we're talking politics, I do have to retract my affinity for Comey on Showtime. All right. Let me explain. As I just criticized them for being yellow and turning on their own opinions, this is a true opinion. I was hungover, laid up in Beezer's lair.
True.
So I wasn't exactly all there. I was emotional. And I thought it was pretty good. And then I got home, my roommates were watching it in New York. And I just sat there and I was like, oh, fuck, I was way wrong about this. But it was too late. I couldn't get my opinion back out.
True.
I couldn't be like, look, I made a mistake 2 hours ago.
That's what happened.
I had to wait a full week to be like, yo, that shit sucked. I apologize. I was enjoying seeing Trump. Mm-hmm. But then I watched a regular Trump interview and I was like, oh, yeah, Trump's not this.
Yeah.
Like it was Brendan Gleeson's version of him was like, like very like evil. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a Trump clip and I'm like, I forgot. I thought he's great.
So you saw the real deal and you're like, this is the least racist person in the room.
As soon as I saw him say he was the least racist person in the room, I was like, what was I thinking? That's such a wild fucking take. It is funny though, because like if you do get accused of racism like that, you can't, there's nothing you can say.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can point to and be like, no, I'm not.
I know.
You can, all you can do is Trump out and be like, I'm literally the least racist person here.
I mean, dude, it's a sick.
I'm the least racist person I know.
I'll tell you, the least racist person I know right now is Chelsea Handler.
True.
Did you see her little thing with 50 Cent?
No, but I remember seeing her show.
Least racist person, dude.
She did a whole show about, like, confronting her white guilt.
Okay. So,
dude, she goes to a spoken word, like a poet jam, mm-hmm. and then asks to speak at the end. And he's like, I just want you to know that I'm sorry. And it's a bunch of black people like,
what the fuck?
I think somebody even criticizes her on that, which is good for them.
She's like, oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, true, this is actually true.
Speaking of love being admonished and whipped, dude. Well, she apparently must be, I guess her white privilege special gave her the necessary powers to remind 50 Cent that he's black and should vote Democrat.
Oh, she did that publicly?
Yeah, he was like, fuck this, dude, 60%, I'm not paying this shit, this is bullshit. And she was like, I had to remind 50 Cent he was black. Which, you know, maybe she's kidding, but it's like...
It's no one on earth needs to remind 50 Cent that he's black, dude. That's literally like if you wanted to pick the blackest dude on earth, maybe it's 50 Cent.
Floyd Mayweather, and they're Mayweather. At odds. Naturally, they're at odds. Mayweather and 50 Cent are at
they're
odds.
They're boys, but they beef.
They're Highlanders, dude. Yeah. They want to be, there only could be one blackest person on earth, dude. So they hate each other.
Mayweather's the fucking man, dude.
He does rule.
Both of them do rule.
Yeah, but that was the.
Except I think Mayweather, like, occasionally tags up a lady that he's with. Every once in a while.
Can't turn it off, dude.
We'll toss a couple combos.
Well, in his defense, he's a counterpuncher, so she obviously struck first.
True.
He is a counterpuncher.
Never even thought of that. She probably came in and he was just as the complete just perfect.
Oh, you're saying his training kicks in? His perfect girlfriend Philly pushes shell. Him and he's just like
throws a fucking jab.
He's so quick before he even knows what he does. She's like, true. I don't want this car. And he's like,
he's like a werewolf. Like, you know, in werewolf movies where they're like, go, run, get out of here. Yeah. He's probably like, don't even try it. And if you throw anything at him, he's just. Just get hit with a four piece.
Oh, but yeah,
man, I'd love the footage of that. Just Mayweather getting screamed at by a lady and then throwing a combo just in his own house. Probably in like pajamas.
Oh my god,
bitch!
Well, yeah, but there's no way you can temper like a.
It's like, settle down, calm down.
Does he have like a woman beating mode?
I think
there's
he
no
does.
Way he throws his like full fury. So it's got to be like
he's small.
Does he?
I mean, true. This is like the greatest boxer of all time.
I'm being real now. This is a serious topic. Do you think he puts on like the head strap for her?
Oh, you think he spars? Think he spars?
You think he makes her wear the sparring?
Put the head strap on and the bodysuit and just starts fucking working the body.
He puts it on himself and just beats her up.
Yes.
He's like, let's talk about this in the ring, actually. Can we please?
Yeah. Let's settle this.
Like, no, I just want to, I'm not going to hit you, I swear. I just like to do all my serious talking in the ring.
It'd be funny to see, like, going into a fight, like, be like, he had a pretty tough camp. Some of his sparring partners included, you know, they tried to match his opponent's style. Also, he also sparred with a couple women. He also beat the shit. He knocked out a couple sparring partners, which, you know, that's always good.
That'd be tight if he refers to his ex-girlfriends as his sparring partners. Yeah. A couple tough sparring partners.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was making me laugh, dude. The Chelsea Handler thing was just like...
That's so wild.
You know, and again, like I said, maybe she's like kidding around.
Maybe she
and stuff.
Was joshing, dude.
But you think about it. Here's a black guy who's like, I kind of like to keep my money. And she's like, no, you're black.
Yeah.
You must be taxed heavily. It's just in order to be like, the, in order for you to maintain your cultural, her, like, you know, your cultural whatever, you need to forfeit money to this Democratic Party. Not even just a little. The, like a sizable portion of your income must go to another party.
Yeah.
Or you're allowed to just be like quietly like, well, yeah, I'll say to vote for this guy, but secretly like get the fuck out of here. But yeah. that was just crazy, dude. Everyone like, yeah.
Yeah, if you're 50.
Yeah. Well, he said he's about to be
prospect.
It's about to be 30 cent, dude. If they keep true. Fucking taxing him like that.
Man, how much do all of our parents love that joke?
True.
Was it you? Somebody was with me and they were like, my mom just sent me this off of Facebook.
Really?
And it was the 20 cent joke. That's a big joke.
Damn, so you think
big for the boomers?
So Fitty, that's a great joke.
That's a boomer joke. They're all like,
well, they've been calling yes. Who's that rapper?
50 Cent?
50
$4
or whatever. Yeah, so they've been riffing on it. They've been coming up with the perfect riff.
That's a dude, it's a classic geezer joke.
It's gotta suck. So you know, I'm not gonna say, you know, how 50 came up with the joke. You know, maybe he was in the club, maybe there's bottles going around. He's just like, someone hit him with fucking Biden's tax plan. He was like, what the fuck? Grabbed the phone.
Tweet.
Fucking tweet it, went viral. Then Lloyd was just like, yo, 50.
Who, Banks?
Banks was like with his fucking dead eyes. Was like, yo, 50. I think you're going viral on conservative media, bro.
Oh, dude. We had a...
Or maybe Young
remember
Buck.
Remember the Young Buck it? News we got?
Yeah, what happened?
On the way to the club? Yeah. I didn't look into it. We were just the...
Very G-Unit heavy
our Uber,
episode.
Yeah, all about... our G-Unit rules. G-Unit, dude.
Still rules.
Popping them things
oh,
holds
cool,
up.
Man.
Fucking
yeah! What happened?
We were in the Uber.
Yep.
On the way to the show, and it was, I think it was a Chrysler 300, if I'm not mistaken.
True.
Just to paint a picture. That's it. Nothing, you know. Just painting a picture. It's a Chrysler 300 in Texas. But we were listening to the local rap radio station,
yeah.
Which I haven't listened to one of those in a while. They are the fucking wildest things out. It's just a dude.
Down
it's like
south
a funk flex
wild,
screaming dude.
They're not like that up here.
Oh, really?
No, that was off. That
true.
Was
I feel like
crazy.
Up here it's like Latinas.
In New York. It's,
kind of yeah, sexy Latinas.
In New York for sure. And then they get like, I've talked about this before. There's like a lot of like white Jewish guys in like the upper
true.
Echelons of like morning rap radio.
White Jewish
they
guys.
They kind of Ali G out a little bit.
They really turn it
like
on,
very
dude.
Miss like Clue facial hair. Like I'm telling
you
like
taking shots?
No, I'm saying we
taking a shot at my fucking sick goat right
no,
now.
No, 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 no.
I know.
You don't have an agendized goatee, dude.
I have a very nice goatee.
You're just free
flow. A lot of people, a lot of compliments are headed my way.
I know.
I'm gonna get a lot
of
compliments. I noticed
that there was a fuck. What was it? Oh, after Nick Cannon, Professor Nick Cannon was saying how white people are subhuman, and there was like this white Jewish guy on like Hot 90 Million or whatever, like Hot 97 in the morning. Being like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, though. Like, you know, as a white guy in hip hop, you know, they had to give him his, like, five. He's like, as a Jewish man in hip hop, I'm just saying, like, this is kind of what I'm up against. And it's like, dude, shut up.
Oh, nice.
Shut up.
Yes.
It's like, stop. That
wow.
must be tight, though. You're a white rapper and you're, like, victimized? Like, sweet.
Oh.
Sweet.
Wait, I get to be the victimized one?
This is weird. Usually I felt like I was kind of, like, stealing and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Motherfucker. Yeah, how'd you like to be mutilated, you motherfucker?